back. This is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. I like the ring of that, Bob. We've got a new sponsor, and we want to welcome them to the show. But
starting to roll off your tongue a little bit.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah, right. Yeah, every couple weeks, they make a deposit into my bank account. I really like that, too.
Well, I'll give them my account number.
Right, yeah. I'm apt to not do that. But anyway, we've been talking a lot about getting your equipment ready, but let's dive off into a recipe because you've been toying with a new thing, I heard.
Okay. Well, you know, as grilling guys, you find something you like, and you're probably the same way. For the longest time, you're not ever really quite happy with it. You got to keep dinking with it.
You tinker with things more than I do. Well, I mean, I'll read a recipe and try to do it. You read a recipe and look at it as a challenge. Like, I can make this better.
And you either like it or you don't. Right, yeah, you don't like it, you just say, screw it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. True. Good enough. So, call me out. Something else I didn't have for 2 weeks. I didn't miss that.
Yeah.
So, one thing I have learned to really love is artichokes. And I'd have to say, years ago, I looked at them and said, I don't even know why you would eat that thing.
Right.
But they're a cool-looking produce in the produce aisle.
Right.
And anymore, I'm going to say 70 to 80% of my basket is all done in the produce department at the supermarket.
Okay.
And the funniest thing about that, now I can take a bunny trail here, run into all sorts of old friends, and it's always in the produce department.
Right.
Because we're all baby boomers, and we're
all
finally
old.
Trying to
right.
eat right.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I'm not old yet.
Right.
Don't let the old man in. That's a new song.
Oh, okay. I thought that was your mantra.
No, it's inspired by Clint Eastwood. Toby Keith just wrote it. And I like it. I'm not going to let the old man in. So I'm eating produce and vegetables. Artichokes are one of those things that actually is healthy for you.
Is that a fruit or a vegetable?
It's a vegetable.
Is it a vegetable?
Yeah, and
okay.
It's really cool looking. So what you have to do is you take some artichokes and you bring a large pot of salted water to a boil. Okay, you slice this thing in half down the center.
Top to bottom.
Yes.
Not left to right, but
right.
top to bottom.
Top
okay.
to bottom. Well, it depends on how it's sitting, if
I
it's
get
left
it.
To
yeah,
right.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, you want to go right down the
from
center.
From the left on your radio
from
dial.
From the head to the
yeah.
toe. Yeah. Okay. Boil it for 15 minutes. Then you melt some butter, add some garlic and lemon juice and salt, whisk it, try not to drink it, and then preheat your grill. You grill those artichokes on both sides for 15 minutes total while basting with a little of that butter sauce.
Okay, so you boiled it.
15
and
minutes.
And now you're going to grill it after you boil it.
I'm going to slice it down the middle. I'm going to boil it for 15 minutes
okay.
and make it tender. And then I'm going to take this butter sauce, open the face of it up, and lay it face down first and grill it for 6-7 minutes. And then baste the top of it while it's grilling and be ready okay. for a flare-up because it's butter. And then I'm going to flip it over, and I'm going to grill all the sides of it. The other half is going to be kind of round, so you're going to have to kind of roll it a little bit. But I'm telling you, dude, these are so tasty. And then you save some of this sauce, and you pull those leaves off of it.
That's where it's going to go. How do you eat this thing?
The heart of it is nice and soft now, and the tip of the leaf makes the perfect dip. So you got a nice handle to dip it in that warm butter sauce, and you just eat them. And
you put it in and you kind of strip the meat out of the leaf,
yeah,
right?
You'll actually just bite the end off it because you've made it tender and the inside part of it is just going to bite off.
Okay. So these things, when you got it cut in half, there's the flat half and then the round part has got a bunch of like fingers and leaves on these artichokes, right? You're not doing anything with them. You're grilling those too and that's what you're peeling off the outside.
Yeah, you're going to grill the whole thing. So you're going to find a core in the middle of it, kind of like a cabbage has or
okay.
something. And when you cut that down the center, you'll open it up, and you'll see that core goes up into the middle. That's the heart.
The artichoke
You call it artichoke hearts. When you buy them in the jar, they've already cut the ends of the leaves off. They've
okay.
processed it and brined it and marinated it. Well, you're going to cook this baby, and so you're going to grab that whole leaf, and you're going to peel it back, starting at the bottom of the thing because it's going to want to strip away easier that way. And you're going to find beautiful meat inside that heart. It's just a nice...
In the heart or in the leaf?
You're holding on to the leaf, but
okay.
the closer it gets down to the body of the thing,
you get to the
nice part of it.
Okay.
That all strips away. I mean, it's a layered, it's like an onion. It's layered, only it points
right.
up.
Right.
So you're stripping it away, and you're getting down to the heart with every pull.
but you start at the bottom because they're
get
they're
another
like a pine
piece of my heart, you know, like Janis Joplin says. Right. So, and then you dip it in that garlic butter.
Okay.
Oh, man, my mouth.
So, do you really like the artichoke or do you like the garlic butter? I mean, you could dip your finger in there and lick your finger and probably get the same thing or not.
If you look at thegrillingguys.com, you'll find, just type in a top search bar, type in artichoke, and you'll see this recipe up there. And you'll notice somewhere in there, when you whisk all this butter together, I say, try not to drink it.
Right.
It's really good. Okay, so now as long as we're into artichokes, forget the grills. Let's take another thing for those artichokes. One of the first posts you'll see on our website right now is spinach artichoke dip. If you've processed a bunch of these artichokes, you can look at this and you can go buy a fresh bunch of spinach. I would tell you to buy a couple bunches because as soon as you make one batch, you're going to say, wow, I'm doubling the batch.
Right.
But you'll have these artichokes cooked, and you'll have to process the cooked end off the leaf, or you can follow the instructions and buy the jars of artichoke hearts that are marinated. And I'm going to tell you not to go to the international section of your supermarket and buy the Italian ones. No, buy the Americans. It's called Reese's, just like Reese's Pieces.
Okay.
Well, they make all kinds of other foods, and one of them is bottled marinated artichoke hearts, but they also have, you're going to love this, grilled artichoke hearts.
There we go.
Those are really nice. Them are good.
Right.
So I've modified this recipe a number of times just to try and get it to where I felt like it was a little bit healthy and also using
just
good
like the
fresh
butter and
spinach.
The lemon was in that last one.
Yes, yeah, it's a good fat for it. It's a healthy fat.
Right.
So I know you're mocking me.
No, I'm just
But
commenting.
I've taken this recipe and I've...
You and
I've,
your old
I've,
guys in the produce section.
I've, right? Don't let the old man in. So it takes like some cream cheese. I have also added boars into this. Just a little bit of mayo and Parmesan Romano. 2 cloves of garlic. You can put in as many as you want. I'm a strong garlic guy, so I could do four easily and you'd never notice. You wouldn't offend me. Some basil and garlic and then some salt and pepper. I'm going to tell you to use 2 jars of this Reese's grilled marinated artichokes. And
so you drain them out
and
you chop them up,
And for the spinach, I'm going to grab a whole bundle of fresh spinach. There's generally like a pound and a half or so. I'm going to cut the stems off, and I'm going to take my ulu, my knife from Alaska, or something with a rocker blade, a big rocking knife, and I'm just going to work that spinach over till I have nice small pieces. I'm not going to use it cooked or frozen like all recipes call for.
Okay.
Use fresh spinach here. It's cheap. It's more nutritious. And then you mix all this together. You throw it on your grill at about 350 indirect. You throw it in your smoker with light smoke at 350, and you should have light smoke at 350 in a baking dish. And leave that baby in there until the top looks like it says, eat me.
Right. Yeah, maybe got a little browning on it. You know, this is one of Michelle's favorite appetizers. And I've not made it for her, so this is good. I'm glad I've got this recipe now because I want to do it. But she likes it with cheese on top. So maybe you could put a layer of...
Well, this recipe calls for that.
Okay.
It says optional mozzarella.
Okay. Because then it's gooey with the good dip.
Yeah, and then it strings nice and it lands on your shirt while you're eating it.
Sure.
So you could eat it like a real man without cheese.
Right. So it might be time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man!
Man law, well, for both of us, we both lost a dog in the last year, so you're hugging everybody else's dog, and I happen to have a client that has a little something. It's the cutest thing. He smiles at you. His name's Ivan. Every time I go in the office, this little, it's a lap dog, but his wife has it there, and so I even love little dogs, but man law says no man shall ever own a dog smaller than a house cat. Okay, I'd modify that, and I'd say, no man shall ever own a house cat.
Right, yes.
There's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
I have cats. They're outside.
Right.
That's exactly where they belong.
Yeah, I'm not a. We've had issues with our listeners. And
talk
cats,
about
so we
texture.
Have to be careful.
Yeah, right. Cat has a bad texture. Right. A Chinese restaurant in Lowell served me someone.
Right.
Not right.
Yeah. Maybe even your dad had an incident with one of those, but we won't bring that up again. Anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about the pellet grill because I want to make sure that our listeners know what to do to get that ready for the season.
Yeah, and Jop will just poke the bear a few more times.
Right, stick with us. We'll be back.